souls, sanctify the same, heal and deliver, in Jesus' name we pray. One second. Amen. Come on, give God a hand of praise. Y'all can't have church this morning. Turn your Bibles to the book of Genesis. When you get home this week, read the entire chapter of 16. But I don't want to take a lot of time up reading because I'm going to tell you about it. But I want Deacon Freeman to read verses 1 through 7. And you can read the rest when you get home. Amen, somebody. All right, and so stand to your feet as we hear these precious words.
Now, Sarah, Abram's wife.
This is Genesis chapter 16, verse 1 through 7.
We got it marked fast. You can do it often.
Okay, good. Good.
Now Sarah, Abram's wife, had not been able to bear children for him. But she had an Egyptian servant named Hagar. Mm-hmm. So Sarah said to Abram, "The Lord has prevented me from having children. Yeah. Go and sleep with my servant. Perhaps I can have children through her." Come on. And Abram agreed with Sarah's proposal. So Sarah, Abram's wife, took Hagar, the Egyptian servant, gave her to Abram as a wife. This happens 10 years after Abram had settled in the land of Canaan. So Abram had sexual relations with Hagar, and she became pregnant. When Hagar knew she was pregnant, he began to treat her mistress Sarah with contempt. Then Sarah said to Abram, "This is all your fault. I put my servant into your arms, but now that she's pregnant, she treats me with contempt. The Lord will show you who's wrong, you or me." Abram replied, "Look, she is your servant, so deal with her as you see fit." And Sarah treated Hagar so harshly that she finally ran away. The angels of the Lord found Hagar beside a spring of water in the wilderness, along the road to Sur.
The Lord, the word of the Lord is already blessed. Thank you, Deacon. It is Mother's Day. I tell these young preachers when we have these occasional days, you don't have to try to be extra smart. Preach a Mother's Day message on Mother's Day. Don't be getting the book of Revelations. I wish I had a praying church. Don't be talking about Ephesians. It's Mother's Day. So always have a Mother's Day message. There's multiple mothers in the Bible. If you recall, being a parent is the only order that actually gives you a promise with it. Children, obey your mama and daddy, and your days will be longer. Why? Because mama and daddy know what they're talking about. They're going to tell you some stuff, so your days might be made longer. Just the other day, we was having dinner, and the Navy was trying to argue with her, not mother, not grandmother, her great-grandmother. I said, "Navy, how old are you?" She said, "I'm 5. I said, "5? Well, your great-grandmother has seen 5 about 70 times now. She know a whole lot more than you, so I advise you to shut up when she's talking to you. Understand? Your days will be made longer." And there's a lot of mothers. If you remember, Jesus on the cross, Sister Freeman, It's made a provision for his mama.
That's right.
That's one of the seven last words. Woman, behold thy son. Son, behold thy mother.
Yeah.
He gave his John, his teenage loved one, the disciple, the only one who stayed there. He gave John his mama.
Yeah, that's right.
He took care of his mom on the cross. So why wouldn't you talk about mamas on Mother's Day? That makes some sense now, doesn't it? Well, here is an unusual mother. This mother has been rejected. So I want to talk to you today about the rejected mother. You know, y'all know the story. I got it cheated, right? I teach it and preach it a lot. It's all torn up in my Bible. But you know, I like this story because it shows you, because I'm so guilty of this, how we always try to get ahead of God. You know, that's one of my biggest problems in my own personal life. I'm always trying to tell God what to do. Y'all know you got the same problem. He don't work on your timetable. He come when he get ready. He do what he want to do, however he want to do it, because he God. That's right. And I used to have a problem always getting ahead. Because when you get ahead of God, you're going to show mess up. Yeah. That's a whole sermon by itself. Take your time. Make the right decision. Make sure it's God. God ain't never in no hurry. You see somebody got in a hurry, you don't want that deal. They the one that's going to take some time. Yeah, don't you hear? Did somebody tell you the first date they in love with you, they lying? Don't even know you. How they gonna be in love? They ain't in love with something, but it ain't you.
Come on.
I told you I could take a whole time about that. But Sarah, God was taking too long. God told Abraham, him and Sarah gonna have a baby, and God was taking his time with doing it.
Yeah.
And Sarah got tired of waiting on the Lord. So she came up with a plan. I got a handmaiden.
Oh, Lord.
An Egyptian handmaiden.
Oh,
now, let me just remind y'all, Egypt is in Africa.
Yeah.
Africa, Larry. All right, Africa. Now, Abraham ain't from Africa. He went there. He ain't from there.
Come on.
You saw that Egyptian woman. The Egyptian woman be fine.
Yeah.
The Egyptian woman will mess you up.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then finding an Egyptian woman. Yeah. I wish I had a praying church in here.
Yeah.
Egyptian women don't get old. Y'all see mothers don't. They don't get old. They get better.
Fine.
Oh yeah, they get softer. I'm going too far. I'm sorry. The Egyptian woman. You know that was stupid on our part anyway. You gonna give your husband a sister? And you expect he ain't gonna get addicted? That's what happened. It didn't say, they been that to you. It didn't say that she got pregnant the first time.
No.
Oh no, you know Abraham. Father Abraham, he was taking his time. You know what was really happening, Corey? Abraham was already peeking at the Egyptian woman anyway. Walking around in the house. You better watch who you have walk in your house.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Don't be having your friends come over. Yeah. And they be talking all about your man. They ain't got one. And soon as you close your eyes, she's creeping around the corner. Because you brought in the house.
Yeah.
Some of y'all don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just talking what I'm talking about. That's what happened, though. This is in the Bible. I would tell you this was some kind of soap opera. All my children, one life to live, and Harry's hope and all that stuff. No. This is in the Bible. You can read the, you can read the Bible. This is what was happening in the Bible.
Yeah,
and she said, I'm tired. Maybe the Lord meant for you to have children through my handmaids.
Yeah, right now, children.
Because I'm ready to be a mama. You can't blame her. She wanted to be a mama. She wanted her to be a mama. She's been barren all this time. And here come the Lord bothering her. She had forgot about having children. Then the Lord come bothering her, telling her she's going to have a child, but it don't happen right away.
Right.
Don't you hate when that happens right? Did the Lord tell you something to happen? And I didn't, listen, I'm talking about myself. He told me something going to happen. I'm still waiting for it to happen.
You want it right now.
I wanted it yesterday.
Right now.
But the Lord will take his time.
Yeah.
And you got to trust the Lord.
Woo.
When you can't trace him.
Wow.
Yeah. There ain't no time for you to get in a hurry.
Woo.
Because God is taking his time. God didn't tell you. That's why you got to watch folk tell you God said. Oh yeah, because you know, in her mind, Sarah was talking about God told me to do this. Yeah, you know, don't be listening to everybody say, God said.
Yeah.
Oh no, no, God ain't told them nothing. Let me tell you something. If I tell you something what the Lord told me to tell you, it's merely a confirmation of what God already been talking to you about. If you're not getting a confirmation in your spirit about the word of prophecy I'm giving to you, that ain't God. Because God ain't going to tell you nothing from me that he ain't going to tell you himself first.
Oh, that's right.
Don't run around getting in a prophecy line for somebody to tell you a prophecy. You don't need that. Go to church.
Right.
Read your Bible.
Yeah.
Hear a good preacher.
Yeah.
Hear from the Lord.
Come on.
Sarah got in a hurry. Come on, sister. Now, you know what I noticed today? I never noticed this prophecy shivers that Sarah said it was all right. Abraham, he sure enough said it was all right.
Yeah.
But ain't nobody asked Hagar nothing.
No.
I don't never see, this Lord, anybody saying something about, Hagar, are you willing to do this?
Yeah.
Hagar was minding her business.
Yeah.
She can't help it because she's fine.
Yeah.
Let me say that one more time, sister. Don't let folks be mad at you because you're fine. Keep on being fine.
Yes, Lord. Please do.
Go on to the office looking good.
Please do.
Don't be apologetic because of your beautiness, my African queens.
But you're looking good.
Keep on looking good.
Y'all
ain't bothering me. Ain't even nobody asked me nothing. Just gonna bring me in here.
Yeah.
Make me do something. Now you're mad because I'm fertile. I'm fertile because I'm from Mother Africa. We always been fertile. We are the beginning of the world. If it wasn't for us, you wouldn't be here. We're Mother. I'm talking better, y'all respond. We're Mother Africa.
Mother Earth.
Of course we're fertile.
We created her.
Oh, have mercy. What did you think was going to happen? What you thought? And now she mad. Because her plan works. I don't know what she was thinking. Maybe she think it wasn't going to work. Maybe she's going to try to prove that, you know, the Egyptian woman ain't no better than me.
No.
You know, who knows what was going on in them people's mind. You know, they crazy.
Uh-oh.
Y'all know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Uh-huh.
You know why all of us got different kind of shades in the African American community? Some of them was bright brown, like sugar brown, like Deacon Perry. Some of you dark chocolate like me. Some of you high yellow like Larry. We all different kind of colors. You know why? Because the master was always dipping in the handmaids. You don't understand what I've been talking about all this time. I see you didn't get it. Yeah, that's why we look all messed up like this. The master been in our bosom.
Yes,
he couldn't resist.
Too beautiful.
Them
you know what I'm saying? I remember Deacon Freeman in the seventh grade waiting to watch a National Geographic movie because they're going to show them pretty African women dancing with no bra on, and it was all right. Because I was in seventh grade, National Geographic, and ooh, there were some fine women. Good God Almighty. Y'all know what I want to say, don't you? I better not say it on Mother's Day. Because you know what I want to say. I ain't going to say it on this Mother's Day. It's just like them to just blame them. He ain't got nothing to do with it. It's your fault. It's my fault. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Dang. We're going to give them a pass all day, y'all. Just let them blame everything on you. It's Mother's Day. They can blame everything on us. We take the heat today. It's all our fault. Even though we had nothing to do with it, Mr. Laverne, it's all our fault.
Yeah.
He said, "Is your handmaiden do what you want to. Now she want to put her out. In the cold. She is rejecting her because she obeyed what she asked her to do. Now she is rejected and she runs out to the wilderness.
Runs out. Yes, she runs out.
But remember, she's got Abraham's seed in her.
Yes.
Y'all don't. She's still got Abraham's seed in her.
Yes.
So wherever she go, she's on God's radar because God Abraham is God's man. Are y'all catching that out here? Boy, that's so good. I had to come down here and tell you one more time. Because God's seed, Abraham's seed, is blessed by God.
Yeah. Come on.
Actually, Abraham's seed comes from the Lord.
Yeah.
That's why Jesus says, I'm from the seed. Man, I'm talking here. I'm from the seed of Abraham. Yeah. So wherever Abraham's seed goes, the angel of the Lord is required, is responsible, got to look out for his seed. So even though Sarah rejected her, she had the seed. To God Almighty, I'm preaching to him. She had the seed of Abraham in her. So when she went out to the wilderness where nobody could find her, the angel of the Lord knew exactly what she was.
The seed of Abraham.
I see y'all ain't catching it just yet. But that's why you don't ever have to worry. This ain't just for mothers. You don't never have to worry when the world rejects you, when people despise you, when folks despise and talk about your name, and they say you ain't nothing and you ain't never gonna be nothing, and they call you rejected. I'm being rejected. But I'll tell you one more thing. I got the seed of Abraham in me. Jesus Christ is on the inside. So I don't care about you rejecting me, because I know what you Yes, sir.
He'll see you. He right knows exactly where you are set to your feet. The doors of our Father's church open. He sees you right where you are. Even though you've been rejected, he sees you right where you are. Sing that, y'all, whatever that is. Little brother, she's ready to be a big sister. Let's pray for Destiny. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. We intercede for Destiny. We pray, God, that you would be with her through childbirth. Thank you for this life, but all life belongs to you. We pray, God, that you'll bring this baby boy into this world safely. I pray, God, for the grandmother and the great-grandmother, our mother, Mother Jones. Continue to strengthen her, and she's the matriarch of her family. And Lord, we thank you for Navia. Continue, oh God, to let her be trained up in the ways of the Lord. That she gets older, she will not depart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You can't be seated. All right. Far from this place,